This segment is brought to you in association with Export Barbados BIDC.
Good day and welcome to another edition of Export Passport Radio Show, where we discuss everything that Export Barbados does and the work it continues to do for the development of the export industry in Barbados and beyond. Today we will continue our discussion with E. Sandra Weeks and Amy LeMay, owners of Earth Mother Botanicals, as they share on their journey. Amy, let's continue the conversation. How did you include the element of science into this new building of your product?
So I started out with the wise woman tradition, and I felt like I needed to back it up with some science. So that's how I ended up coming back up to the States and going to Bastyr University. So I got my bachelor's degree in herbal science and then a master's degree in Ayurvedic science. During the time I was at Bastyr, I had a really fantastic opportunity to do some lab testing with some of the products, and the green earth and the neem oil were two of the products that I did a lot of testing in the lab, doing petri dishes with microbes and watching their antimicrobial properties. Even some of the heads of the department were getting really interested, thinking that our green earth might even work against the MRSA bacteria. And we never did get a chance to follow up on that because I graduated. But I still might see what we can do about doing some testing and some clinical trials with that. And that would be in conjunction with the University of Washington.
So staying with efficacy, Amy, and talking about testing, another one of our products that's really very incredible, I'm very proud of, is our Solar Eclipse Sunblock. It has a sun protection factor of 40. Tell us a little bit more about that and development and where you are.
Well, I developed the sunblock initially because at Kitty's Kadoomit, I was watching parents putting Vaseline on their children's skin and putting glitter on it. That just blew me away because of how bad that is for your skin and it with the sun and everything. So it was like, no, we got to create a sunblock. So I created the sunblock. We did have it tested in the European Union for its sun protection factor, and it is a SPF 40. Then while at Bastyr, I had the opportunity to do some further testing against other like brand name products, three different big name products, and tested my SPF 40 against theirs. And there is a way you can do this with a black light that it shows up as white when it's actually blocking. And if it's kind of transparent, it isn't blocking. Our sunblock blew away the other three in terms of the blocking factor for the product. It was really exciting to see those results.
And again, for a small company, you know, there's a lot of pride that we have in the development and developing products. I mean, the Solar Eclipse sunblock SPF 40, you know, to be able to stand up against some of the bigger names out there on the market, it's just incredible in terms of, again, the efficacy of the product, what it's doing.
Well, Tahir, it has been an interesting journey for us at Earth Mother Botanicals Limited. From 1999 to present day, we have used the March 2020 to April 2022 period during the lockdown to reset. And we are now part of Export Barbados's Tier 5 Export Ready program, which saw us, a team of us, but in particular Earth Mother Botanicals, travel to Jamaica for the Beauty Expo in June. And then we also sent products in July to Trinidad for the TIC 2023 trade show. Emerging from these two shows, we were able, or I can say we can, reimagine our export journey as marketing has begun and is continuing to generate orders from both Trinidad and Jamaica. This is one small step at a time as we rebuild our brand journey and our image. We want to say thanks to the teams at Export Barbados, in particular yourself, Tahir Babulia, to Julia Dean, Sonia Tyrone DeFreitas in the export department, Sharon Walton, and consultant from Trinidad, Betty Ann Noriega Molyneux for mentoring and giving us all the support that she has been giving us.
Well, thank you, Sandra. We do appreciate your comments, your commendations, and your feedback, and this conversation. And certainly, you have reimagined your journey of doing business and innovation as we seek to build exports in Barbados. Thank you, Sandra and Amy, for your contribution on today's edition of Export Passport Radio Show. Until next time, goodbye and God bless.
This segment was brought to you in association with Export Barbados BIDC.